Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. So, Jamie, we got a really fascinating study to dig into today.
Oh yeah, this one's, it's pretty dense, but super important. We're talking about severe alcohol-associated hepatitis, or SAH for short.
Right, and this is the really severe form of liver disease that can develop in people with chronic alcohol use. The mortality rate is... it's shockingly high.
Yeah, exactly. And what makes this study so interesting is that it's looking at what's happening at the cellular level, specifically with these immune cells called macrophages.
Macrophages. So these are like the cleanup crew of the immune system, right? They eat up dead cells and pathogens?
That's a great way to put it. But what the researchers found is that in SAH, the normal liver macrophages, called Kupffer cells, are almost completely replaced by these infiltrating macrophages from the bloodstream.
Wait, so like 90% of them are gone? That's wild.
Yeah, about 90%. And these new macrophages that come in, they're not all the same. The team used single-cell RNA sequencing to identify several different populations.
Okay, so break that down for me. What kinds of macrophages are we talking about here?
So they found C1q-positive macrophages, S100A8-positive, APOE-positive, TNF-positive, and VSIG4-positive macrophages. Each one seems to have different functions.
That's a lot of different players. Which ones are the most important?
Well, the C1q-positive macrophages are really interesting because they're unique to severe AH. You don't see them as much in regular cirrhosis. And they seem to have this dual role.
Dual role? Like good and bad at the same time?
Exactly. So on one hand, they express genes involved in clearing out dead cells, which is helpful. But on the other hand, they also produce pro-inflammatory cytokines like IL-6 and IL-1 beta.
So they're trying to clean up the mess, but also kind of making more inflammation? That seems counterproductive.
Right? It does seem that way. But the researchers think this might be because there's just so much damage happening in SAC, like the liver is overwhelmed.
And speaking of overwhelmed, the study also found massive neutrophil accumulation. Right, those are another type of immune cell.
Yes, and this is actually building on their previous work. They found that these neutrophils in SAH produce IL-8, which recruits even more neutrophils, creating this vicious cycle of inflammation.
Oh, wow. So it's like a self-perpetuating problem. And I'm guessing a lot of these neutrophils are dying.
Absolutely. The study showed that about 90% of neutrophils in SAH livers were apoptotic, meaning they were dying. And here's the thing. The macrophages were found really close to these dying neutrophils.
So the macrophages are probably trying to clean them up? That's where those C1q-positive macrophages come in?
Exactly. The spatial analysis showed that most neutrophils were within 10 micrometers of a macrophage. So there's definitely this close interaction happening.
Okay, so they did all this characterization work. Did they test any of this in animal models to see if they could, you know, actually do something about it?
They did. They used several knockout mouse models. So, they tested mice lacking C1q, mice lacking S100A8 specifically in macrophages, and mice lacking APOE.
And what happened? Did knocking out those genes make the liver damage better or worse?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The C1q knockout mice and the macrophage-specific S100A8 knockout mice showed pretty similar liver injury to the normal mice.
So, no difference? That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, but the AP knockout mice, those were way more susceptible to alcohol-induced liver injury. They had higher ALT and AST levels, more neutrophil infiltration, worse fibrosis.
Oh, so APOE might actually be protective? Like it's trying to limit the damage?
That's what it looks like. And this actually makes sense because other studies have shown that APOE has anti-inflammatory properties and can help regulate lipid metabolism.
So what does this all mean for, like, actual patients? Can we target these macrophages therapeutically?
That's the million-dollar question. The authors suggest that because macrophages are so heterogeneous and play both helpful and harmful roles, targeting a specific subset might be tricky.
Right, because you might knock out the ones that are actually trying to help clean things up.
Exactly. But they do mention that maybe reducing overall macrophage trafficking into the liver could be beneficial. And there's already some work being done on that in other liver diseases, like MASH.
MASH, that's metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, right? The new name for what used to be called NASH?
Yep, exactly. And interestingly, they found that these macrophage markers were much more dramatically changed in alcohol-associated hepatitis than in MASH.
Huh. So the immune response might be different depending on what's causing the liver damage in the first place.
Right. And that's why it's so important to study these diseases separately and not just assume they all work the same way.
So what about those IL-8 positive neutrophils you mentioned earlier? Are those being targeted?
That's actually really promising. The authors mentioned that their previous work identified these self-sustaining IL-8 positive neutrophils as a major driver of inflammation in SAH.
And unlike the macrophages, those seem like a clearer target.
Exactly, because they're specifically enriched in severe AH, but not in cirrhosis or in the blood. So targeting IL-8 signaling might be a more specific therapeutic approach.
That makes sense. So the authors are actually calling for clinical trials targeting IL-8.
They are. And given that previous trials targeting TNF-alpha or IL-1-beta haven't worked well, having a new target based on this detailed cellular analysis could be really valuable.
Yeah, especially since the mortality rate for severe AH is so high. And I mean, right now, liver transplantation is really the only effective treatment.
Right, and not everyone's a candidate for transplant, so we desperately need better medical therapies.
So just to wrap this up, what's the main takeaway from this study?
I'd say the big picture is that severe alcohol-associated hepatitis involves this massive replacement of normal liver macrophages with infiltrating ones that have really diverse functions.
And some of those functions are helpful, like clearing dead cells, but others are harmful, like promoting inflammation.
Exactly. And the study also identified that APOE-positive macrophages might play a protective role, while those IL-8 positive neutrophils are a key driver of the disease.
So future therapies might focus on boosting the protective elements while blocking the harmful ones. That's pretty sophisticated.
It really is. And that's what makes this kind of single-cell analysis so powerful. You can start to tease apart all these different cell populations and figure out what each one is actually doing.
Well, this has been fascinating, Jamie. Really complex stuff, but you broke it down really well.
Thanks, Alex, and thanks to all of you for listening. If you want to read the full study, we'll have a link in the show notes.
And if you found this interesting, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. We've got some more cutting-edge research coming up.
Until next time, take care, everyone.
See you next time.